KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy, 19 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Red Oak police early today arrested a Pottawatomie County man on an assault charge. 27-year-old Tyler Paulino Bassett of Council Bluffs was arrested just after 1 a.m. for domestic abuse assault by impeding air or blood flow. Bassett was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in his arrest. Red Oak police report the arrest Monday afternoon of 37-year-old Kyle Anthony Ziegler from Red Oak. Ziegler was taken into custody on a charge of driving while barred. He was held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail until seen by a magistrate. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported an arrest followed a domestic disturbance in Villisca Monday afternoon. Deputies arrested 26-year-old Sean Cody Anderson of Villisca for domestic abuse assault, second offense. Anderson was booked into the Montgomery County Jail where he was being held without bond until making an appearance before the magistrate. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to hold their regular weekly meeting this morning at 9 o'clock at the courthouse in Atlantic. The meeting may also be accessed through Zoom, a link to which is in this same story on our news page. On their agenda today is Iowa State Association of Counties, or ISAC, Group Health Insurance Renewal for fiscal year 2022. Access Systems representatives will be on hand to discuss their information technology and cybersecurity support and management program system. There will also be a request for a contract budget amendment for additional funding for the COVID Mobile Food for All program. And the board will act on approving an easement across Cass County property for access to the Lewis Wastewater Lagoon. The supervisors will also establish an allowance rate and list those who are eligible for reimbursement with regard to the use of personal cell phones for county business. A man from Ringgold County escaped a house fire last week. The Ringgold County Sheriff's Department reports several area fire departments responded to the fire at 303 West Van Buren Street in Mount Air at around 2:20 p.m. on Thursday. The home's occupant, 31-year-old Cody Atkins, awoke to find his house full of smoke. He was able to leave safely and was provided with assistance from a passing motorist until emergency personnel arrived on the scene. The cause of the blaze was undetermined. Agencies at that scene Thursday included the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office, Mount Air, Diagonal, and Kellerton Fire Departments, and Ringgold County Ambulance. The Iowa Department of Public Health today, as of just before 7 a.m., said there had been 1,176 new confirmed COVID-19 cases test results since 10 a.m. on Monday, for a pandemic total to date of 298,037. There was one additional death reported Monday for a total of 4,139 to date. A death occurred in a Cass County resident, bringing the pandemic total here to 41. Of those 41 deaths, 39 were due to underlying causes and 2 for COVID was a contributing factor. Of Iowa's pandemic-related deaths, COVID-19 is reported as the underlying cause for 3,792 of them and a contributing factor to 347 deaths. IDPH says there are 90 COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities in the state. That's 4 more than we reported on Monday. Those outbreaks account for 2,067 of Iowa's current positive cases. COVID-19 outbreaks at LTCs account for 1,688 of the state's total deaths. Health officials say 1,001 LTC patients and staff have recovered from COVID-19. Officials report hospitalizations are down slightly from 555 on Monday to 552 today. The IDPH says there are 90 patients in an ICU. That's 6 fewer than on Monday. 62 were admitted to hospitals compared to 74 yesterday. 30 patients are on a ventilator compared to 36 on Monday. Here in western and southwest Iowa, which is RMCC Region 4, there are 43 hospitalized compared to 40 yesterday. There are 15 in the hospital, 2 were admitted to a hospital, and 8 people are on a ventilator. State's website shows the positivity rate for the past 14 days declined slightly from 14.6% Monday to 14.1% today, and 258,744 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. In the funeral announcements, Pauline Polly May White, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Graveside services for Polly White will be today at 2:30 at the Monteith Cemetery in rural Guthrie County. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Eva Manhart, age 88, of Neola, died Sunday. Funeral services for Eva Manhart will be Wednesday, tomorrow, at 11 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs is in charge of the arrangements. Robin Henningsen, age 57, of Walnut, died Friday at Bergen Mercy in Omaha. A private family memorial service for Robin Henningsen will be at the Peace United Church of Christ, and that service may be viewed at the Reconvene Funeral Home Facebook page beginning Thursday at 10:30. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Jerry Rosenbeck, age 76, of Exira, died Friday at the VA Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jerry Rosenbeck will be Friday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Dorothy Grogan, age 72, of Audubon, died November 26th at the Audubon County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Dorothy Grogan will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Neoma Ann Vanderheiden, age 90, of Harlan, died December 31st. A mass of Christian burial for Neoma Vanderheiden will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Elamar Sudman, age 85, of Walnut, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Elamar Sudman will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery in Trainer. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Tim Sweeney, age 58, of Audubon and formerly of Messina, died Thursday at Iowa Lutheran in Des Moines. Private family funeral services for Tim Sweeney will be at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Messina is assisting the family. William Arbaugh, age 95, a lifelong Atlantic resident, died Friday at his home. Cremation service has taken place and no services are planned for Bill Arbaugh. Family is in charge of the arrangements. Marilyn Reynolds, age 85, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Allen Place. A private family funeral service for Marilyn Reynolds will be held at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Daniel Hazy, age 65, of Erling, died Wednesday at his home. No services will be held for Daniel Hazy at this time. Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.